That's Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance Jr. Matt Taibbi, you were at this trial. You heard Prosecutor Vance there suggesting some link here to the financial crisis, but that wasn't the case.
So this is, I mean, it's almost humorous. It's not humorous for the bank involved, obviously, but here he is holding this grand press conference. They actually had a chain gang where they chained 19 of the defendants together and hauled them into court for this exercise.
All working for Abacus.
All working for Abacus, and these are working class Chinese immigrants. Basically, the highest ranking official in this entire case made $90,000 a year. Many of them didn't speak English. This is a small bank wedged between two noodle shops in Chinatown, and this was the target they chose to go against as a symbol of the financial crisis. In the chain gang incident, actually three of the defendants had actually already been arraigned, but they asked them to volunteer to come down to the courthouse for the photo op that day. Brought them in, chained them up to the rest of the defendants so they could be rearraigned for the benefit of the cameras. But the point of this whole thing is that Abacus Federal Savings Bank, which is a small community minority bank in Manhattan, this was the sole target of any reprisal by the federal by the government in the wake of the financial crisis. And they're a stone's throw from all these gigantic skyscrapers, housing all of these other major banks that committed crimes that were hundreds of times worse than Abacus was even accused of.